Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, September 18th, 2020. Welcome to day 1338. The Department of Health and Human Services rewrote the CDC guidance about who should be tested for the coronavirus last month, and then dropped it on the CDC website despite staff scientists' objections to the document. The guidance, which said that it was not necessary to test people without symptoms of COVID-19, even if they'd been exposed to the virus, was not written by CDC scientists and skipped the agency's scientific review process. The CDC reversed its coronavirus testing guidance and now recommends that people get tested if they've been within 6 feet of a person with documented SARS-CoV-2 infection for at least 15 minutes. Quote, "You need a test," reads the latest version of the document, noting that even if people don't have symptoms, they still need a test if they've been in close contact. The previous phrasing suggested that asymptomatic people who have had close contact with an infected individual, quote, "do not necessarily need a test," end quote. Meanwhile, Trump, contradicting his administration's own health officials, claimed that there will be enough doses of a coronavirus vaccine for every American by April. Earlier this week, however, CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield testified that a COVID-19 vaccine won't be widely available until late summer 2021. Trump nevertheless claimed that, quote, "hundreds of millions of doses will be available every month, and we expect to have enough vaccines for every American by April. And again, I'll say even at that later stage, the delivery will go as fast as it comes," end quote. Trump's comments came 2 days after he said the U.S. would start distributing a coronavirus vaccine as early as October, and that Redfield had, quote, "made a mistake," end quote, and shared incorrect information. Moving on, United States lawyers at Julian Assange's extradition trial accepted the claim that the WikiLeaks founder was offered a presidential pardon in return for information that would resolve the, quote, "ongoing speculation about Russian involvement," end quote, in the hacking of DNC emails. Assange's lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, said in a witness statement that she was present during a meeting at the Ecuadorian embassy in London in 2017 between Assange, then Representative Dana Rohrabacher, and a Trump associate named Charles Johnson. At the meeting, the pair allegedly told Assange that they could help grant him a presidential pardon in exchange for information that would, quote, "benefit President Trump politically," end quote. Rohrabacher and Johnson said Trump knew about the meeting and approved offering Assange what they described as a win-win proposal. Lawyers representing the United States accepted the witness statement as accurate and confirmed that they had no intention of cross-examining the claim. Meanwhile, the Trump administration announced $13 billion in aid to Puerto Rico to help with rebuilding in the aftermath of 2017's Hurricane Maria. The funding comes 3 years after the deadly storm and 6 weeks before the presidential election. Trump once reportedly considered selling or divesting from Puerto Rico, and a former Homeland Security chief of staff said Trump asked officials whether the U.S. could trade Greenland for the island. Trump also falsely accused Puerto Rico of using federal hurricane relief funds to pay off the island's debt. And finally, the Trump administration will ban WeChat and TikTok from U.S. app stores starting on Sunday night. Americans will be blocked from downloading the Chinese-owned apps due to concerns that they pose a threat to national security. Current users will not see any significant changes, and officials from the U.S. Department of Commerce say they will not bar additional technical transactions for TikTok until November 12th. The order bars Apple's App Store, Alphabet's Google Play, and others from offering the apps on any platform, quote, "that can be reached from within the United States," end quote. The ban on new U.S. downloads could still be rescinded by Trump before it takes effect. And in the polls, the New York Times says Biden leads Trump among likely voters in Arizona by 9 percentage points, by 17 percentage points in Maine, and by 1 point in North Carolina. In all three states, Democratic Senate candidates were leading Republican incumbents by 5 percentage points or more. And the Associated Press says 54% of voters plan to vote before Election Day. In 2016, about 42% of voters did so, 39% say they will vote by mail, above the 21% who say they normally do.
That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.